I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear ladies from all around the world, mothers, sisters, and every single one of you ladies from every corner of the world. Welcome back to a new episode of your favorite program, Muslim Lady. Well, I am Asma. I have the honor to be your host once more. And here we have Sister Zainab with us. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome to the studio. Well, I hereby have to offer my condolences to you, sister, and I know it's been quite a sad day for you. And for all of you who don't know what has happened in here, well, Sister Zainab has been through too much today. She lost her father, and we just pray for him. For his soul to rest in peace. For sure, he was a great man because he has such a great, wonderful girl. So I know it's going to be difficult for you, but again, it's a sign of your strength to be here.
Thank you so much for your condolences, and may Allah protect your nears and dears, everyone around. I'm here because of him. I dedicate this program to him. And because he has never taught me to stop in life. And I know he'll be more happy to be finding me in the studio rather than...
Thank you, really, sister. Thank you for coming to the studio. And as for your father, may he rest in peace. That's all we can say. And may God give you patience to tolerate the loss of your dear one.
Inshallah. The zakat of knowledge is to share it. So we're here for that, inshallah.
Exactly. And by the way, you are the symbol of practicing what you preach, because we have always been here talking about patience, talking about strength, but all of these things are pretty much easier said than done. And now I can see that you practice them in real world, which is not a very easy thing to do.
I don't have any right to sit here and preach if I do not practice it. So yeah, may Allah give us strength.
Yeah, so, dear ladies, I hope you don't get sad, but this is the way of life, you know. Unfortunately, the more we escape from it, the more it gets close to us. And death is not the full stop. It's actually the end of a journey to start a new one, which is eternal and which is going to stay there forever. So, as women... Since we have got this heart full of emotions and passions, it's very difficult for us to cope with the idea of losing someone. And someone, it becomes the phobia of our nights. Every night when we get to the bed, we just start overthinking. And then the negativity of this overthinking would kill us. So according to you, is there any way to fight this fear of losing your dear ones?
Well, there are so many ways to fight the fear, but the basic thing is to know the fear itself and the reasons behind the fear. Like, fear is a very natural human emotion. However, what is important is that it should not paralyze us or control us. That's important. And it can manifest itself in various areas of life, like in relationships. You fear to lose someone, in career, in the personal abilities, like you today have the ability of doing something, but tomorrow you don't. And it's all because of the attachment we have.
Exactly.
And especially when we have the fear of like losing someone, it's the emotional investment we have done. We are emotionally attached to things or people or our parents. Like, it's very natural. But since we invest our time, energy, and emotions, so it's really hard to get out of this attachment.
We actually invest our hearts.
Right.
Our hearts and our feelings.
Exactly. That's why I say we invest emotions, because they're all related to our heart. However, we have to realize we live in a practical world, and everything in this material world has an end, and there are some things that don't have an end. We've got to be focusing our attention on that particularly. Since I just lost someone very dear, my father, just today morning, I remember a very young boy who passed away, and then his mother was like, how should she convey this to her husband? They had this fear because this boy was ill for a long time, and then how she overcomes this fear and how she faces this tragedy is a good story. Like she sees her husband coming back from a long journey, tired, and then gives everything to him, keeps herself prepared in the way she has to be in front of her husband, and then tries to talk to him, and she starts conversation like this. We had a majlis in home, and our neighbors lent me something to, you know, for that majlis, and now they're asking me to give it back. His husband says, yes, the thing that belongs to them, you have to give it back. She says, there was another neighbor coming in. She also lent me something, and she's also asking back for it. He says, yes, you know, how many times I shall tell you, whatever we take from someone, we have to give it back. She says to him, so, okay, then let me inform you. Allah had given us something, and we have to give it back to him. Inna Allahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Our son is no more. So yeah. This is the way she creates the beginning of, because this tragic event, what she's going through as a woman, how easy she made it for husband to, you know.
Well, actually, to put it that way, needs too much of courage, strength, and too much of creed, I suppose.
That's why I shared this in Muslim Lady, because this was a lady who did that, and women do have that strength. And we all gain that strength from Lady Zainab Salaam Alaiha, Lady Fatima Salaam Alaiha, who have seen so many troubles in their lives, but exactly. They have never stopped.
Yeah, that's very true. So Lady Zainab Salaam Alaiha has been the paragon of patience, who teaches us, all the women from all around the world, the strength and patience that she actually shared in the most unbelievable tragedy of the world. So let's go for a short break, and then we'll be back for the rest of today's program.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back. You're still listening to Muslim Lady. I'm Asma, and Sister Zainab is here. Well, we talked about the loss of dear ones, which is very difficult. Well, theoretically, when you want to speak, you say that, okay, this is a mundane world. It's not going to stay forever. Everything has got an end. Okay, I agree with that. But then the attachment that we have, the emotional investment that you already talked about them, are very difficult to cope up with, and then to let go of them. Just the story that you said was a very beautiful story, but then in practice, it's very difficult. I mean, for us as a listeners, it's something incredible. And then it's not just the fear of losing someone that would actually engage my brain with itself as a woman. It's more than that. Actually, this is the most awful one. There are some other branches to the fear of losing. One of them is the fear of losing your beauty as a woman. We see that when women get older, some of them even get depressed to the point that they just go for different surgeries, and they go for different... I'm not talking about the coloring of the hair, because that's something pretty natural and it happens. But women do not want to believe that old age is just embracing them.
Well, the fear of losing beauty is not exclusive to women only, but men and women can both experience this fear. However, women do have this fear a lot.
Well, they have more attachment to their face, to their body, to all the beauty that all these years you've been working on them, protecting them.
So it's really important to analyze where it roots from, what creates this fear. It's a common concern that arises from the societal beauty standards. What are the beauty standards that your society has provided? And the emphasis is put on the physical appearance. There's what it roots from, basically. Because society often places a high value on physical appearance, on promoting certain beauty standards. And, you know, today we even have social media for that. This is a typical, you know, this is a typical beauty standard.
Creator.
Right. Or like, this is a typical figure you should be having. This is a typical appearance you should be having. Which really is not true. And this leads women to feel pressured to maintain their youthful appearance.
Exactly.
They undergo personal insecurities.
Like you feel you have been put in a competition and you must never lose that competition.
Right. And there lies another fear underneath the fear of losing beauty. That is the fear of aging.
Exactly.
That is the being judged based on the appearance. I'll be judged now. Oh my God, she has wrinkles. She has grown old.
Yeah.
That's how our society works like. So all these things contribute to this fear. However, it's important to note that beauty is subjective.
An old woman can be beautiful as well.
Right, it's transient. And actually, we have to understand what is beauty. I'm just talking about why women fear to lose beauty. What are the underlying reasons for that? It's natural desire to look and feel attractive. It's also important to recognize true beauty goes beyond physical appearance.
Exactly. Beauty is deeper skin.
Right. Shakespeare, in his sonnet 18, he addresses the transient nature of beauty by stating, every fair from fair sometime declines.
Yeah.
And we have seen it throughout his other sonnets as well, that he has understood the concept of
exactly.
Beauty fades with time.
Sonnets,
that's the beauty of physical appearance, actually. The physical beauty does fade away with time, and that's not something that's very important.
Exactly, yeah. This beauty getting faded away by time is a common moral of many sonnets of Shakespeare and even of all the poets throughout history. So before we get into more, let's go for another break and then we'll be back. The things that we have attachment to, like our dear ones, like our beauty, like whatever that we have worked on in this world, we're going to lose them all in all. So there is a full stop for all of them. As we were talking about the loss, the fear of losing our beauty, we came to this point, how to just overcome it. So we got to this point that beauty is dipiskin and beauty is not this worldly thing that everybody sees on you. It's not just the dress that you wear and the face that is out of wrinkle. So let's define the real beauty.
True beauty does not lie in physical features. Rather, these features are basically subject to change. And we have to accept it as soon as possible. Otherwise, it will become difficult. The later we accept this fact, the difficult things will become for us. So we have to realize what real beauty is. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Jamalu fil lisan," beauty lies in your speech.
Yeah.
You know, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "La jamalu ahsanu min al aql." There's no beauty beautiful than your intellect.
Exactly.
Imam Ali alayhi salam again says, the beauty of a servant is in his obedience.
Yeah, submission to Allah.
Yes, the way you are submitting, the way you're obedient. Again, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, the beauty of life is in contentment. So again, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, adorn yourself with a good character, for no beauty shines brighter than that of a good character.
I guess if you want to say the gist, we'd put it this way, that the soul is the thing that would stay forever. So the more you work on your soul, the less attachments you would feel. And then the more you would care about your personality, the less attachment you'd feel to your body or your physics or your face, whatever beauty that you have from the outside. So the most beautiful things that you have lay in your souls and in your character and your personality. So yes, this was all the time that we had for today's episode. I hope you just found it fruitful. So yeah, until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.